Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Did you have any luck lining up a weekend job?
Not at all. Boy, Eddie and I must have gone to at least a dozen places.
Well, what seemed to be the trouble?
Well, mostly they said they needed somebody with experience. But how am I supposed to get experience if I can't find a job to get experience with?
Well, don't get too discouraged, Wally. You keep trying. I'll see if I can't come up with some suggestions.
Well, hi, Wally. You're home. Did you apply at the department store for a job?
Yeah, that's where Eddie and I went first. The only opening they had was for demonstrators.
Demonstrators? Well, can't they teach you?
Oh, yeah. I don't think so, Mom. It was demonstrating ladies' hair dryers.
Wait a minute, Wally. Ward, what about that man you play golf with? You know, the one that manages the Mayfield Dairy Products place?
Oh, Ted Warden? That's an idea. He has a pretty big plant.
Gee, Dad, I'd be willing to do anything.
Just one thing, Wally, Does Eddie have to be in on this?
Well, he doesn't have to, but we've sort of been looking for jobs together, and... Well, gee, Dad, you don't have to worry. If you help us get a job, Eddie will work real hard.
Well, how can you be so sure?
Well, because if he doesn't, I'll belt him one.
Pretending you're doing your homework.
Hi, Eddie.
We were pretending we were doing anything.
Don't give me that stuff, Squirt. Hey, Wally, anything new on the job front?
Well, my father said he was going to talk to this friend of his who manages the Mayfield Dairies.
Look, Sam, that never works. Your pop talks to the guy. The guy says he'll look into it. Maybe in a couple of weeks, he calls you in for an interview. He says, you'll be hearing from us. The next thing, you're an old man collecting Social Security, and he still hasn't called you.
Oh, yeah? This is a real good friend of my father's, and he even plays golf with him.
That's even worse. Look, Wally, suppose your pop skunks him. The guy's going to take it out on you.
Look, Eddie, it's not going to hurt for my father to talk to him.
Okay, but just remember what I told you. It's no use getting our hopes up.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, hello, Eddie. Hi, fellas. I'm glad you're here, Eddie.
You are?
Yeah, I talked to Mr. Warden this afternoon about a weekend job for you fellows. I think he may have something for you.
Hey, that's great, Dad.
I was just telling Wally that I knew you'd come through for us, sir.
Well, I haven't come through for you yet, Eddie, but at least Mr. Warden will talk to you. You can stop by tomorrow afternoon and see him after school.
Oh, I certainly appreciate this, Mr. Cleaver.
All right, Eddie.
You know what you are, Eddie? You're a hypocrite.
I am not. Where'd you learn a word like that?
In school. And it means a deceitful person who's underhanded. If that doesn't fit you, I don't know what does.
I tell you, the school system is ruining the youth of the nation. They ought to teach you a little respect for your elders, kid.
You better lay off him, Eddie. He might take a poke at you.
Today we pay the tax bill.
No, it's the night we go to the Rutherfords for dinner.
I'd rather pay the tax bill.
You know, you and Fred have a good time talking about fishing.
Oh, sure. I'll have to listen all over again to how he caught that 17-pound muskie in Minnesota.
And that will give you a chance to talk about the 26-pound salmon you caught in Seattle.
That's about it.
Well, I'll talk to Gwen. Maybe we can work it out so you boys can get equal time. Did you tell Wally that you talked to Ted Warden?
Yeah, he and Eddie are going by tomorrow for an interview.
Oh. You recommended Eddie Haskell for a job, too?
Well, I mentioned him to Ted. Why not?
Well, aren't you sort of putting yourself on a spot?
Oh, I don't think so. I just set up the interview for Eddie. He has to take it from there.
Well, if they do get the jobs, I just hope Eddie's phony charm doesn't hurt things for Wally.
I know what you mean. That boy can be a little annoying at times.
Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Oh, Eddie, I thought you'd gone.
Oh, I'm just leaving. And I want to say again, Mr. Cleaver, I think you're very considerate to help me get this job.
Well, that's quite all right, Eddie.
Thank you, sir. Oh, Mrs. Cleaver, that dress is very attractive. The color is most becoming.
Oh, well, thank you, Eddie.
Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Goodbye, Eddie.
Bye, Eddie. Wasn't that nice of him to say that?
I thought you just said his charm was phony.
Well, I didn't say all the time.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Dad.
Is Wally home?
I don't know. Hey, Mom, is Wally home? He's up in his room.
Tell him I want to see him. Wait first.
Hey, Wally, Dad wants to see you.
Beaver, I could have done that.
Yeah, I know, Dad. I was wondering why you wanted me to call him for you.
What I wanted to.
Hey, Dad, you want to see me?
Oh, yeah, I think I've got some good news for you. Saw Mr. Warden today, and you and Eddie must have made a good impression. He wants you to report for work first thing in the morning.
Hey, that's great, Dad.
There's the name of the man you're supposed to see.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks, I'm going to call Eddie, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Dad, could you get me a neat job like you got Wally?
Oh, well, I'm afraid you're a little bit young, Beaver. Anyway, with Wally working weekends, I'm going to need you to help me with the lawn and the garden.
Okay. But working around the house, that isn't like having a real job.
Well, why not, Beaver? I'll pay you for it.
Yeah, I know. But every time you do, you always say, this is the kind of work I used to do for nothing.
Sorry, son. I'll make a point not to say that the next time.
Yeah, Eddie, we report first thing in the morning.
Hey, that's real great, Sam. There's just one thing, though.
What's that?
Ask your dad how long we get for coffee breaks.
Trust me, Eddie.
There you are, Beaver.
Thanks, Mom.
Wally, y'all set?
Yeah, Mom. Do I look okay?
Oh, well, yes, you look fine. Here's your lunch.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Wally, you should have a lunchbox instead of a paper sack. Then you'd look like a real working guy.
Well, I guess if the job pans out, I'll probably get one. Oh, that's probably Eddie. Hey, he's right on time.
Yeah, but this is just the first day.
Hi, Eddie. Let's go, Cornelius. The business world awaits.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver. Theodore.
Well, hello, Eddie.
Eddie, you're wearing that to work? That's your brand new jacket.
Yes, the $40 imported model with the silk.
Well, I guess we better be going. So long, Mom.
Here's your lunch. Good luck, boys.
Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. Goodbye, little fellow. Eddie.
How come you're wearing that crazy outfit?
Well, Gilwood, you don't want to look like a bummer on the secretaries.
Hey, we're supposed to report to the foreman of the shipping department. I don't think we're going to be around any secretaries.
Come on now. With the pull your dad has with the manager of the place, I wouldn't be surprised if we had our own offices.
Stuff loaded on the trucks as fast as they come in.
Yes, sir.
All right, boy, let's get with it.
But, sir, I have on this $40 imported jacket.
Okay, Peter Lawford, there's a smock in there if you want to wear it.
Thank you, sir. That's very considerate of
you. All right, get a move on. The customers are waiting.
Yes, sir.
Hey, boss. Think those two new kids are going to cramp our style?
It's a Cleaver boy, Mike, but we can use the other one.
Yeah.
His type is just tailor-made for the setup.
Thank you, Beaver.
You're welcome, Mom.
Hey, feel better, Wally?
Yeah, I was pretty beat, but that shower helped.
Well, Wally, the first day on the job is always the hardest. That's what you said about school, Mom. And then it got worse.
Boy, Beaver, you know, you don't know how lucky you got it until you start working. Well, I'm not complaining, Dad.
Oh?
No, I like working. I think it's going to work out real good.
Have they canned Eddie yet?
Sure.
How's Eddie doing?
Oh, you ought to see the way Eddie works.
Really?
Yeah, when the boss is around.
Oh.
But you don't have to worry, Dad. I think Eddie's working out real good.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, the foreman seems to really like him.
Everybody likes Eddie at first. And they find out what a fake he is. They want to croak him.
Beaver. You know, if you can't say something nice about somebody, it's better not to say anything.
Okay. I guess we better talk about something else besides Eddie.
Oh, hi, Eddie. How you doing?
You know something, pal? We're working too hard.
Working too hard? Eddie, we just started the job.
Don't get excited, Gladys. I'm not thinking of quitting. It's just that we can do better than moving stuff around on the loading dock.
Yeah, but that's what we're hired to do.
I know, but we don't have to be stuck with it. This is America, the land of opportunity. Let's move onward and upward to some job where we can take it easy.
How?
We butter up the foreman.
Gee, Eddie, I don't know.
We can't lose. We get next to the foreman and we're in. My pop says that's the way it works in the jungle of the business world.
Look, Eddie, I think if we do a good job on the loading dock and there's a better job around, we might get it.
That's not the way it works, friend. We've got to operate, pal. Operate. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
I know it's quitting time, but is there anything you want me to do before I leave? My friend is ready to leave, but I thought that if there was something I could do for you.
Yeah, well, there is something.
Yes, sir?
Those cartons of Cup Sundays. Take three cases down to the end of the loading platform and put them in the trunk of that gray car.
The gray car?
Do that, and then you can leave.
Yes, sir.
Why does he want you to put the cartons in his car?
You got me. Give me a hand, will you? He probably gets such a big discount he can afford to take ice cream home wholesale.
Yeah, suppose so.
Notice how I've already got him obligated to me.
Yeah.
But this is only the beginning. It's hard to tell just how advantageous a little favor like this can be.
Knock it off, will you, Eddie? There's just the two of us here.
Come on, let's go.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, what are you doing with a carton of ice cream?
What are you doing with a carton of ice cream? Is that any way to greet the bearer of a priceless gift?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I hung around the plant again to see if there was anything I could do for the foreman. He told me to help myself pull a carton.
Yeah? How come?
Look, boy, you're standing around Jack and the stuff is melting. Put it in the refrigerator.
Okay. But I still can't figure out why he'd give you a carton of ice cream.
Because I've been being nice to him. And it's paying off.
You were playing golf.
Well, I was, but I got three sooner than I expected.
I know. You beat Fred Rutherford, and he got mad and quit.
Well, not at all.
Fred Warren, you got mad and
quit? No, I played golf with Ted Warren, and nobody got mad.
Oh, did you say how Wally and Eddie are doing?
No, we didn't get into that. Evidently, they're doing all right. Ted's a little upset, though, about something that's going on down at the plant.
Oh?
Yeah, there's been some stealing. He's looking into it.
Stealing?
Mm-hmm. Some ice cream cartons been missing. Can't account for them.
Well, Wally hasn't even mentioned it.
No, Ted's keeping it quiet down at the plant until he has a chance to check into it, find out what's going on. Well, dinner ready?
Hi, I didn't know you guys were home.
Well, we just got here, Beaver. Ward,
don't you think that... Beaver, how many times have I told you not to eat ice cream and candy and things just before supper?
I know, Mom, but...
Well, then why do you go out and buy things like that and spoil your dinner? Well, I didn't buy it.
Then where'd you get it?
In the refrigerator.
Where do you suppose all this came from?
Mayfield Dairy Ice Cream Division.
Hey, Mom, would it be okay if I spoiled myself with two more spoonfuls?
I don't know, but I think something just happened to spoil your father's supper.
Wally!
Yeah, Dad?
Would you come down here a minute, please?
Yeah, Dad, and when I asked Eddie where he got the carton from, he said the foreman gave it to him.
The foreman just gave it to him, like that?
Yeah, that's right. He said that he's been buttering him up, and now it's paying off. You don't think the foreman's stealing those cartons, do you?
I don't know, but there's an investigation going on. If he is, he's going to be caught.
Wow.
All right, Wally, don't say anything about this to anyone. But when you go back to work, I don't want you to take any ice cream from anybody, okay?
Okay, Dad.
And you better tell Eddie the same thing. You don't need to say any more. Just tell him not to accept anything from anyone. Now then, you fellas, just do your work and everything will be fine. Understand?
Yeah, Dad. Yeah, I understand.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said. And it's nothing but a bunch of noise.
Look, Eddie, I'm just telling you for your own good. Just don't touch any extra cartons for anybody.
You know, Wally, I never thought this of you.
You're driving at.
You're jealous.
Jealous? Jealous of what?
You're jealous of the way I'm getting in good with the foreman. You can't stand me being palsy-walsy with the boss, and so now you're trying to clear it for me.
Look, Eddie, that's got nothing to do with it. I just don't want you getting in trouble, that's all.
Oh, sure.
Hasko. I need you down here a minute. You can keep on with what you were doing.
Yes, sir.
Put these four cartons in the trunk of my car.
Yes, sir. Oh, and by the way, sir, I want to thank you again for the carton you gave me the other day. You must get a pretty good price to take home so much.
Yeah, I get a good price. Now, do what I told you, huh?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Warden.
What are you doing with these cartons?
I was about to put them in his car, sir.
And then what?
Oh, I'll go right back to loading the truck.
Is this your car?
Oh, no, sir. This is the foreman.
Excuse me, Mr. Warden. What's going on here, Haskell? I thought I told you to load that truck back there.
Yes. No, sir. Don't you remember? You told me to put these cartons in your car.
My car? What are you trying to pull off here?
But, sir...
I'll take care of this. You better come along with me, son.
Eddie looks like he's in some kind of trouble. I want to see what's going on.
You stay out of this.
Stay out of what?
Never you mind. Just stay away from your stupid friend or you'll end up in trouble, too.
Look, Eddie's a friend of mine, and I'm going to see what's wrong.
Hey, what's Warden doing with Haskell?
Caught him putting cartons in my car.
I told him to drag any kids into this. I told him that Haskell kid was stupid.
I know, but I didn't know any kid could be that stupid.
Then Mr. Warden isn't blaming Eddie.
No. After I told him everything I knew and Eddie told him everything he knew, Mr. Warden figured out that it was the foreman and his assistant who were swiping the ice cream. They were selling it to stores on the way home.
Boy, Eddie thinks he's such a wise guy. You'd think he has sense enough to know when that guy gave him a whole box of ice cream that it was stolen or something. Hmm.
Well, I guess Eddie was so busy being a big shot, he didn't know anything.
Well, you can concentrate so hard on being smart that you do a lot of stupid things.
Yeah, I guess so. Excuse me.
Yeah, sure. Hey, I'd like a little more coffee, please.
Well, hi, Eddie.
Hi. Wally, is your dad home?
Well, yeah, he's in the dining room. Why, do you want to talk to him?
No. But would you tell him from me that I'm sorry I messed up the job he helped us get? I was so busy buttering up the guys down at the plant, I didn't even know what was going on. They didn't.
Look, Eddie, I know that. I think my father does, too.
Yeah, well, would you tell your father for me that I'm a big, stupid dope?
Don't worry about it, Eddie. I think he's kind of suspected it for years.
Hey, Wally, how come you're lying around? I thought that's why you got the job in the first place, so you could have money so you could go out on Saturday night.
Yeah, but I'm too beat, B. Boy, you know, we must have trucked 1,000 cases of that ice cream and junk.
Telephone, Wally.
Be right there, Dad.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mary Ellen. Huh? Well, I'd have to shower and change clothes, but that won't take long.
Yeah, show sounds great.
You want to go where afterward? Well, yeah, I guess that'll be okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll see ya. I got to shower and change and get out of here.
Boy, Wally, you sure got untired in a hurry.
Wally, I heard you mention going out after the show. Does that mean you're going to be out late?
Boy, I hope not. I'm not staying there any longer than I have to.
Staying where, Wally?
The ice cream parlor.
Gregory Sierra. He's been in everything from Barney Miller to MacGyver to The X-Files. But you probably recognize him best as that gorilla from Beneath the Planet of the Apes. See him next as Julio on Sanford and Son.